Test 62, Section 2, Question 7. So, here we're looking for the parallel flaw, which is nice because it's such a short one. So it's good to get a short parallel flaw out of the way. So here, it's short enough that I would probably just do it the longer way because there's not going to save a lot of time looking for conclusions. So it says, when the famous art collector Widmar died, public auction of her collection, largest private owned, was held. I cannot possibly afford any of these works because hers is among the most valuable collections ever assembled by a single person, declared art lover McNeil. So the problem with this one is basically kind of the reverse of the problem that we see in some other situations, which is just because a whole thing has a characteristic doesn't mean each individual part has that. So this is a problem of whole to parts, or it's sometimes called the fallacy of division, that because the whole has some trait that therefore each individual part. So just because the whole, the entire collection, is really valuable doesn't necessarily mean that each individual piece is massively valuable. So each word in the book is French, so the whole book is French. Well, that actually isn't flawed, because if every word is French, then the book itself is French too. So the city council voted unanimously to adopt the plan, so Martinez voted to adopt. Well, if the city council voted unanimously, then we do know that each individual part was. So that doesn't have the same flaw. C. This paragraph is long, so the sentences that comprise it are long. There we go. That's the flaw that we've been looking for. Just because the paragraph has some trait of being long doesn't mean that each piece of the paragraph is long. C is good. Members of the company are old, so the company itself is old. That's pretty similar too, because it's talking about the members of the company are old. So the company itself is old. That, though, is going the opposite direction. That's saying since the parts have a trait, therefore the whole has that trait. And so it's the same kind of thing, but this is called the fallacy of composition. So because parts have it, the whole must. And then the atoms comprising this molecule are elements. So the molecule is elements. That's the same problem as we saw in D. It is a flaw. It's just not the flaw that we saw in this passage. And so therefore C is going to be our correct answer.